the entire 60-minute effort here.
But and we could say that though in big chunk of their games they've been very consistent. Have a responsibility some nights to play against the other team's best and some night to play against their best grinders and still find a way. Matty Perreault's kind of found himself a nice sneech there. The goal is he goes in heavy on the forecheck. It's on the body and it's a rim puck. We keep it in and it's in the net. They've been consistent. I'm glad they need to score too, right? You play that hard, that consistently, you need to have a little bit of a payoff for it above everybody tapping the pads and saying great game.
Do you feel like it was a reward for your team in the last half that you finally get five to go in after how well your team played in the first period?
Yeah, I didn't think that it's a 5-1 game. Almost, if it makes any sense, would have been preferred it finished 2-1 or 3-1 because that's what it felt like from the bench. But real good in the first, especially in our own end. Lots of hard battles. They're an excellent second period team. Really tried to stretch the game. We lost our forecheck at that time and then came back to it to the 3-1 goal. A great example of back on the forecheck and back in the offensive zone.
Paul, every player that takes a penalty, that the puck then goes in their net on the subsequent power play, probably wants to come out and get it back right away on the next shift. Very few actually do that, but Adam Lowry, in fact, did do that. So what does it say, I guess, for the player that line to respond immediately on the board in the way that
I think that was all hockey gods. I think that was just a balancing of the scale on the call.
And speaking of the hockey gods, I mean, you're just coming off a game in Pittsburgh where got a couple of weird bounces.
Yep.
They get the first goal tonight that looks a lot like the way they scored a couple. So was there any sense of, oh, here we go again?
No,
always us?
No, because I think leading into it, we were good with where we were at. You know, the first rotation off the bench, we spent a little time on our end, didn't give a whole lot, and then we had a long stretch of hockey where we were real strong. So there wasn't any of that. We're not playing while they score the first goal. What's going on here? We were playing right, hit about three people on the way, and just move on, move past it, and get back at it.
I think Dallas only had four shots in that third period. So did you feel after Tyler scores that late goal in the second that you guys really locked it down in the third?
I thought this was all forecheck based. They got a really strong puck handling goaltender, and they did a nice job in the second period, cutting off our routes, kind of choking the initial part of our forecheck so we couldn't get any pressure. And then we got back to the forecheck, so we would just prefer to play in their end. And when you have a lead, not come off it. And we absolutely didn't. Even in the, later on the kill, we got very aggressive in the first chunk of that kill. So that's good. That's the right mindset.
And just your thoughts on Tyler Myers' goal. He said he can't remember the last time he scored on a wraparound.
No, but we've been down the wall a bunch of times lately and have tried to feed things into the middle that didn't go very well. So it was real smart on him. There wasn't anything there. His options are shoot it early so he can at least get the right angle coming off the tender or hang on to it. He's got, you'd think he'd score more wraparounds. He can stand on the corner and wrap it around. But he played very well. He's played very, very well for us. He's skating really well.
Big picture, Paul, how would you assess the first half of the season?
It's been good. We've again, a young team, and had some challenges with travel and then heavy schedules and some injuries at times, but we're on the right, and we're learning about our team. Right? We've got players developing that are becoming different players, but we can still look the same way year over year, we hope, with that. But, yeah, we're comfortable where we're at.
A lot of talk about expectations going into the year. How do you think your group's handled them to this point?
I think they've handled them very well. I think we have a realistic understanding. We haven't gotten too high when we went on our better run. We've been really good at choking off the situation that would make you doubt yourself a whole lot. We've been pretty resilient, pretty consistent.
Well, you've talked about quickness a lot over the last couple of weeks, and I think you liked the Edmonton game.
Yeah.
Was this kind of like that?
So it's defensive too, right? Even when the puck's in our end of the ice, the number of times we knocked it down. But the best chance we had in the first period was a real good example. It's a forecheck where Kyle Connor just gets his stick on the stick there, and it comes right to Mark, and he's got a great chance. So that's all quickness. That's what I'm talking about. Instead of being off at 10 feet and we're just kind of skating back with nobody, he's right there and he's quick. We had more zone time first and third period off quickness, and I also liked our defensive zone time for the most part through those three periods.
I have to think that power play opportunities and quickness and decision making and quickness to battles is correlated together. When you look at
That argument wasn't there for you, right, for about 55 minutes of that game.
That's okay. What I'm saying. Right. So it seemed like with the – yeah, it's a little bit opportunistic with the power plays coming late, but yeah. Is that a result of them? Because, I mean, it was
– I think in general, we go back about a month now, we've been out of the box. We haven't been in the penalty box for a long time. If you look at our time short now, where we started after the first four games that we played in Dallas and in Nashville especially, I mean, we were way out of whack in the box. And but I also think that changes the way the game is called. So we're not taking a lot of penalties, and we're getting a low number game. So part of our power play kind of, you know, it's 1-for-3, so you're pretty pleased. We've got a bit of run where it's gone a little dry. We haven't had a lot of reps. And in that stretch of time, we're also not practicing a whole lot, right, because the schedule was very, very heavy. So I think that's affected our power play a little bit.
When it comes to the power play, you got a power play goal off of essentially a Jack Roslovic throwing his body on the wall and keeping the puck in there.
Yep.
And as the power play hasn't scored a ton and you haven't got many opportunities, is that zone time a big part of that? And what do you look for?
Puck recovery. A critical piece to it. If you're never getting it, you'll never shoot the puck, right? It gets into your power play. If you take a shot, it's going down to the other end. If it's not in the net, we haven't been scoring a whole lot. So that line's been good on that puck recovery. When our power play was at its peak number, I think at about 47% for a very small sample of games, both units were scoring. So if the Scheifele unit didn't go out, the second unit kind of got hot. And then we need that again. So if we get a bit of a stretch here where we're not going to score, it can't always be on Mark's unit to score that goal. So we need that confidence in the second unit.
You mentioned Dallas trying to stretch things out in the second period quite a bit. There's a lot of times where you look and there's two Dallas forwards and two Winnipeg defenders at your blue line.
Right.
Is that something that you pre-scout and acknowledge that this is probably going to happen beforehand, or is that your guys?
That would be part of it. And I mean, just look at their goals for and against statistics in the second period. I mean, they're over 50 in the second period. It's not something that they do the same way all game. Line changes come into effect, but yeah, the guys know going out there in the second period is going to be a lot more stretching than they'd seen for sure.
Paul, what are you trying to accomplish with your team now in the second half, seeing the way they played in the first, and how much of a factor in what it is you'll be trying to accomplish is that you're dealing with a young team, the youngest in the NHL?
It's an interesting thing that kind of gets lost, right? Like, younger players are less consistent. It doesn't mean they're not fantastic, but it takes a player a few years, even just physically, to be able to drive every day to understand that. So that's going to be our learning curve in the second half. So the game, don't look at the score. You take it right to 3-1 over the course of the game. It was a bit of a grinder. We saw that in Pitt the other night. We saw it in Minnesota here. We saw it in L.A. That's coming into our season now. So we're going to get it to Colorado, really high-scoring team, we understand, but it's going to be a grinding game. Every once in a while you get something loose, but the focus for us in the last 41 is handling that kind of game and getting comfortable that thing ends up 2-1 or 3-1. We're fine with that. That we're back to that defensive grind because it'll shift heavier even to more of that in the playoffs, and we want to prepare for that.